It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Man, that really chaps my hide.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
Me neither.
No, what do you like, Mike?
I like a good, strong adult beverage, Rob Spiewak.
You're talking like Super Jock.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, yes. Lujan.
Cheers. All of you that are on the line, and we have a ton of them that are standing by for Weekend from Hell.
Good.
We will get to you in a second. We got the second buzz of the day. And also, Sam is in here. During the break, Sam poured us a gimlet. Is that what we're...
Yes.
Vodka. What is in a gimlet? As I take a sip.
Pretty simple. Just vodka. Mm-hmm. Lime juice. I use fresh lime juice. So
In that
situation, I add a little bit of triple sec or Cointreau to it. Something that just kind of to take the edge off of the citrus.
Great aroma. The room smells great now because of these.
When's the Black Eyed Susan coming?
Got it right here.
He's eager.
The gimlet gets better with every sip, though.
Now,
it starts out bitter.
And this is not diminishing Sam's skills as a mixologist.
Of course not. No, these are
just
perfect.
Just the drink of choice. And, you know, being
Understood.
An Irishman, I'm not into the foo-foo drinks. There's the background music. How are you, Mr. Spiewak?
It's nice to see you, Mike. I like that cigarette for you.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Friday Happy Hour.
Care for some pretzels?
I wish I could have a cigarette, but unfortunately, I have tuberculosis. All right, this is the Black Eyed Susan. Sam was explaining
thank
this.
You.
Thank you, Melissa.
Oh, thank
these you very
are
much.
Great.
And thank you all for coming in. Welcome to Happy Hour, the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's take a little sip-a-roo here.
Please help yourself. You. Have a seat. Join us.
Oh, my. It smells good.
Now we are talking.
Oh, yeah.
Now we are talking. This one I'm going to finish.
Wow.
You said you didn't like the foo-foo drinks.
Well, you know, this is a foo-foo drink, but it's a classic foo-foo drink.
It is.
This, of course, is known as the Black Eyed Susan, a southern drink, even though it's in Maryland where the Preakness is held. The Black Eyed Susan.
I think you should call it a Black Eyed Susan.
A Black Eyed.
Hello there. That's right. We should
drink.
Be using that accent, boy.
Yeah, you should have used that other accent on the other drink.
What a shame they took us off of 105.7 as we're enjoying our Black Eyed Susans.
This is delicious.
What's in this, Sam? What do we? You know what I like about Sam the mixologist? Just pouring away and drinking away at the same time.
Take it again, Sam.
Sam, what is involved in this beverage?
Got to make sure I get my own cut of the booze.
Okay.
It's Manque rum, Cointreau, vodka, equal parts of orange juice and pineapple juice.
Yay.
Shake it vigorously,
please.
And then you add a lime squeeze to the top when
perfect.
You're all done.
And it is yummy.
Just about perfect.
Okay, we'll nurse this one as we get our second buzz of the afternoon. And stand by, Weekend from Hell, people. Chance to win $100 coming up. But first, if Buzz can muddle through his Black-Eyed Susan and the news, we'll get the second buzz of the afternoon.
And there was a security breach at Miami International Airport this morning. A 73-year-old man crashed through the gate at the airport and drove down a runway. Police were able to stop him before anything uglier happened. He was disoriented, not a terrorist.
I like chopping her off a little bit. Like,
shut up. Oh, dear.
I like that, too.
Shut up! A shark attack at Solana Beach near San Diego has left one man dead. The victim was swimming with a group of about 10 people when he was attacked early this morning. They say he died from severe bites to his leg.
Man, I really... you add up the ways to go. That is right up there.
Not good.
Shark attack.
All I know is I'm not ready for any sort of half-assed autopsy, and I'm not going to cut that shark open and have that Kentner boy come spilling out all over the dock.
No boating
Don't
accident.
Worry, Rob. If you ever went swimming, I don't think a shark would mistake you for a seal.
You know what he would do? He would serve a family of five.
But there is a chance that if you were down in South Florida and you were swimming in certain areas, you might get damaged by a propeller.
Just as
manatee crossing.
They keep pushing me back in the ocean. They say, help him, he's drowning.
Don't hurt the manatees.
The troubles continue for rehab singer Amy Winehouse. The BBC says the British Grammy singing winner has she won Grammys for singing.
Yes, she did.
She's been arrested on suspicion of assault. She's still in custody. She met with police for questioning today after being accused of headbutting a 38-year-old man outside a London bar early Wednesday after he tried to hail a taxi for her. Winehouse was in rehab back in January.
The Bronx.
There's a new book to help parents explain to their kids why mommy and daddy use marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
It's Just a Plant follows a young girl who catches her parents sharing a joint. Jackie's parents then do a little homeschooling on the subject. Along the way, they meet a farmer, a doctor, a cop, and
even
some burned-out hippies who teach the little girl about marijuana's history and its effects.
Mm-hmm.
The book is careful not to encourage the use of weed. It also talks about drug abuse, and it stresses that, like alcohol, marijuana is only for responsible adults.
Absolutely.
In other drug news, an Israeli army medical team started testing ecstasy as a treatment for post-traumatic stress syndrome. The doctors trying MDMA on men and women who've suffered trauma in battle, and the doctors say they're doing important work. They believe the drug calms victims' fears while giving them the confidence to overcome those fears.
You can kill your enemy and grind your teeth at the same time.
Doesn't it make them want to dance as well?
You know, I saw a guy that someone told me was doing that, and they call it rolling on ecstasy, right?
Ecstasy, right?
And I swear to God.
Is that what you call it?
That, well, I don't know. I don't take the stuff. I don't know what it is. I mean,
sure. never
tried
it.
But I saw this guy, and all I know, I talked to him for about a half an hour. I wanted to kill the guy.
Wow.
I wanted to kill him. He was so obnoxious.
Was he like Ryan on The Office last night?
He was like, it was just like constantly being around beating. DK.
Oh, man.
That's how bad the guy was.
Hey, maybe you don't think.
What?
I don't know.
That he's on ecstasy?
Maybe it would help him.
In Ritalin would help him.
I think you're right. In Pineville, Louisiana, a police officer in the DARE program has been arrested for trying to make a drug deal while on duty.
Oh, dear.
It turns out he was dealing with an undercover cop.
You're disgusting.
A narc, if you will. Mm-hmm. To make matters worse for the DARE officer, the entire drug transaction was somehow broadcast on all the town's police radios.
Duh! Coming, he was simple syrup.
Officer Simple Syrup.
Coming up in the final buzz, your tax rebate check may arrive sooner than expected. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much, Buzz. We'll have the final buzz coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Do we have music for this little feature, Rob? There it is, ladies and gentlemen. I love that stuff. 877-365-3636. Let's play Weekend from Hell. Very simple. $100 on the line. If you have weekend plans that you are dreading, we're talking needles in the eyes here. We're talking something you have dreaded. Could be for a long time. It could have been sprung on you on Monday.
Right.
You just don't want to do it.
You're facing the weekend from hell.
The worst weekend will win $100, and we will be the judge. Totally subjective. Let's get right to it and go to Northern California for our first weekend from hell. Kurt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Please turn your radio down and tell us all about your weekend from hell.
All right. Well, I don't want this to turn into a bitch fest because I have a couple of things here, so just bear with me.
Well, you know what? We will allow a little bitching in Weekend from Hell.
All right. Well, here we go. I know my weekend plans because I just got my list handed to me this morning by my wife, so here it goes.
All right. Go ahead.
1:30 tomorrow. I knew about this. 1:30 tomorrow, I got a barbecue. I'm doing the barbecue for my wife's best friend's birthday, which isn't so bad except that she has three of her friends coming over, and there's going to be lots of complaining and gossip, as you would imagine.
Right.
But my TV's out, so I have no escape from this.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You have a broken TV?
Yeah, it's a projection TV, and one of the color bulbs blew out, so I'm going to have to fix that this weekend,
too. Okay, no TV. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so Sunday, that's tomorrow. Oh, and then in the morning, I forgot, I have to go to the dumps. We had a fence blow down, and I have to load it up into the truck and take it to the dump.
All right, it's kind of mundane, but it is a weekend from hell so far. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, so Saturday, that's Saturday. Now, Sunday, my father-in-law ordered new mirrored closet doors, and I have to install those, which isn't bad, but he's an older guy. He doesn't really help out a lot, but he tells those same stories over and over from when he was, he used to be a merchant marine,
yes.
And he forgets that he tells those same stories over and over, and that's not bad, but my mother-in-law always stands by and criticizes every job that I do, saying, you know, you're doing it all wrong. Have you followed the instructions? That don't break the mirror, that type of stuff. So, again, I don't want it to turn into a bitch fest, but when
All right.
Too late.
Kurt, I will tell you, very first call on Weekend from Hell, and a fantastic job.
Very strong.
I appreciate it, but unfortunately.
What?
No, it's just
he
not thick enough.
Can't be a finalist.
So you don't think that the fact that he has so much going on, you're looking for one big event, maybe.
Well, no, I just know that as much as I enjoy Kurt's story, and that is kind of like the average.
You mean I wrote all that down for nothing?
Well, we're going to recap everybody. Okay. But Kurt, I just don't think you're a finalist. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to JB. JB again with the JB from Annapolis. JB, have you called before?
Yes, I believe I have.
All right, you have a weekend from hell?
I'm so unhappy, guys.
All right, go ahead. Share your weekend from hell, please.
All right, well, this kind of starts last weekend. A buddy of mine invited me to a party, and he wanted to introduce somebody to me. And I thought it was somebody that, you know, a girl that he had in mind for me, but it was a girl that I guess he'd met that he's dating now.
Right.
She is the worst succubus from hell.
Wow.
It is awful.
Succubus.
And here's the thing. This is a buddy that I grew up with that I love dearly, and he's just with the wrong person, and I don't think anybody can... I think you can only empathize if...
Well, wait a minute. Are you going out with her?
No.
How are you involved in this?
Well, let me tell you.
Hurry up. Get to the point, JB.
He calls me on Monday, and he says, I need your help next weekend. And I go, sure, anything. You know, I'm your guy.
All right, what are you going to do?
he needs me to help him move all of his stuff in with her. So not only do I have to...
I'm sorry, it was good. I like the succubus I love, but JB not thinking up.
Yeah.
Terribly sorry. Let's go to Michelle. Michelle from Fairfax. Tell us, please, Michelle, about your weekend from hell.
Hello.
Hi, how
Hello.
Are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are the drinks, guys?
Really good. Nice. I'm enjoying my Black Eyed Susan. Go ahead, Michelle.
Cool. Okay, so in addition to being called into work Saturday and Sunday with my part-time job in retail, and we're having a big sale... Tonight, I have to miss going to the opening of the Apple Store in Fair Oaks Mall tomorrow because somebody wants to come and look at my apartment right at 10 o'clock when the mall is opening, when I was looking forward to being there. But the worst part is my boyfriend, his twin sons are being confirmed tonight at this church, and we're looking forward to that. I love my boyfriend. I love his kids. They're great. But the ex-wife is going to be there, and we all have to sit together and make nice and sit through the church mass and sit through...
All right, hold on a second. I'm keeping track of it. You have to go and you have to work on the weekend. That's
have to work. 8 hours Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday.
And then you go to a confirmation where there's going to be an ex-wife with the mother of the children?
Yeah, the ex-wife who hates me because I'm the girlfriend.
Were you also upset that you're missing the opening of the Apple Store?
Yes, shut up.
I'm sorry that kicked you out of the top.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. No, Michelle, I loved it. I love them all so far. They're just not thick enough. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Paul. Mm. Paul in Culpeper. Paul, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Tell us about your weekend from hell.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to move from a beautiful two-story home to a crappy apartment on the second floor in the ghetto.
Thanks so much, Paul. We appreciate the call. Let's get right to another one here. We're really looking for the ultimate weekend from hell here, and so far, none of them have jumped off the page.
Let's, I don't know. It's kind of a drag to miss the Apple Store.
Let's try Gary. Hey, she was working 2 8-hour shifts.
Yeah.
Gary, maybe that's what she needs.
Gary in Alexandria, tell us about your weekend from hell.
Okay, I work for the cheapest boss anywhere in the country. I
CBS.
Work five. I work.
So you're going to Michael Hughes's house?
No. I already put in 55 hours a week, Monday through Friday. I'm at work at 3:30 in the morning.
Wow.
I work at a restaurant.
Right.
And I'm on salary. I get no benefits, and I get no paid days off. The last day off I took, I was sick. I had it deducted from my check.
Yeah, but you get to work at a place with my name on it. No, well, that's not possible anymore.
The boss comes to me on Wednesday and says, I need you to do a catering on Saturday. I said, how much am I going to get paid? He goes, you're not going to get paid. You're on salary.
Oh, boy. So you'll be working all day?
Yeah, pretty much going in at 1 o'clock, and I'm actually catering for about 75 people at a church tomorrow night.
Gary, I'm serious, and for everybody, I really do feel your pain. Just not what we're looking for right now.
More.
I mean, it's all right,
well,
Gary.
Then I got to mow the lawn on Sunday, and I have no gas to put in the lawnmower, so the $100 would come in handy.
Still trying.
Good luck, Gary. We wish you the very best. Couple more. We're still looking for somebody that's got the real weekend
something
from hell.
That really makes our heart bleed for them.
Oh, I love it when we get a call from a Sherman. Sherman from, hey, Sherman, can you hold on just 1 second here?
Sure.
All right, stand by, Sherman.
We got to switch.
Hold on a second.
Time for a new drink.
What's your name again?
Freshen up those drinks.
Sam.
Thank you. Sam has brought another beverage. Sam, what are you bringing in for us right now?
This would be the third drink of the Triple Crown.
Yes.
The Belmont Breeze.
Belmont Breeze. What would be in this one?
This would be a drink at first.
Drink it first, and then he'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Arsenic.
It's good.
Very interesting.
Even though it
almost
has
a peppery flavor.
It bourbon. Does have bourbon.
Yeah,
really.
I can tell.
It's,
but it's good.
Bourbon, a little bit of Harvey's Bristol Cream, mm-hmm. and you do fresh lemon juice,
right.
orange juice and cranberry, Harvey's, shaken.
What's Harvey's Bristol Cream? Is that like
it?
Sherry?
It's a sherry. It's a cream sherry. So that's where the sweet comes from.
Very unusual taste.
Do a lot of people vomit at these horse races?
After they lose.
Yeah. I think it's more the fact of the multiple drinks that they have throughout the course of the
that
day.
That is really tasty, Sam. I really enjoyed that one. That's really good. Hey, look, now this is, once again, not the way Sam's making them. It's the type of drink.
Yeah.
You know, you get
everybody's
that Black
different.
Eyed Susan of the three.
That rocked.
And I will tell you, even with sipping, Sam,
You are looking so goddamn sexy to me right now.
Well, thank you very much. I'm flattered.
Right, Sam, keep at it. We're having a great time on Happy Hour Friday, and we're going to take some more calls for the weekend from hell. Sherman, we got time for a couple more before we have to break. So far, nothing's jumping off the page. What do you have for us?
Well, on Saturday morning, I have to go into my restaurant to go to a tips class.
Yeah, I know. Tips is basically you work with the alcohol beverage control, and they teach you how to serve alcohol.
Right, but right. Our company makes us do it every year just to reinforce it. So okay. That's 3 hours from like 1:10 to 1.
Okay.
Then after that, we got to go to the airport, drop my aunt off, who's going to France.
Okay.
But my mother-in-law and father-in-law like to get to the airport like 2 hours before the flight, just in case.
Okay.
So we're going to sit there for 2.5 hours.
Right.
Then after that, come back, and we got to go to the ballet with the family.
Ballet is a winner.
Because Mary Carey's not in this one.
Is that just Saturday?
That's just Saturday.
Anything going on Sunday?
Oh, sure there is.
Okay.
There's house cleaning and yard work all day on Sunday.
All right, you know what, ballet guy, you are a finalist, Sherman. I'm going to put you on hold.
All right, thank you.
All right, congratulations.
So that's what it takes.
Sherman from Virginia, got time for one more before the break. Let's go to John in Silver Spring. John, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Howdy, boys.
Hello.
I am living it already. So I started today. I had to take the day off from work because we had guys coming over to give us some estimates.
Estimates for what, John?
Well, we got a lot of work that's being done. We have a dead tree that has to come down.
Okay.
That's going to be about $3,000.
Okay, come on. Get to the point. Come on. We want to hear everything that's going on.
I got bats in my belfry. That's another grand.
I hate bats.
Oh, they creep me out. They absolutely creep me out. And the guy found a dead one, and he's, like, shoving it at me. Like, this is your problem.
All right. So they're taking out a dead tree, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. How much?
Oh, God. So that's today so far. So I'm out for $5,000. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, laundry and yard work. Sunday's the worst, though. Sunday, my wife takes piano lessons, and we're going to a recital.
Right up there with ballet. That's what we're looking for. You know, Saturday you were losing with the recital. How long will the recital be, do you estimate, John?
The recital itself will only go about 4 hours. But after that, we get to stay for an after party.
All right, stay on the line. The last two are finalists, and John from Silver Spring and Sherman from Virginia.
Right.
Buzz, let's have a recap of all our little guys there.
We turned so many away, starting with Kurt, who had the weekend from hell in that he has a barbecue with friends, for his wife's friends, that is, he has to fix. He has a broken TV he has to fix. He has to take a broken fence to the dump. He has to install closet doors.
We
let him go.
Right.
JB from Annapolis, he got fixed up with a bad blind date. We let him go. After that, we had Michelle from Fairfax.
Right.
She works both days this weekend at a store. She has to go to an open house.
Right.
It's going to make her miss the opening of the Apple store she was really looking forward to.
Right.
We let her go.
Yeah.
Paul from Culpeper has to move into a bad apartment. We cut him loose. Gary works for a cheap boss, has bad hours, no days off,
and has
to cater Saturday. We let him go.
Forget about that.
And Sherman from Virginia has to go to a booze class again on Saturday morning.
Right.
We kept him because then he has to take his aunt to the airport, and then he has to go to a ballet, and then he has to clean house and do yard work. That's our first
finalist, Sherman, right?
And our only other finalist is John from Silver Spring, Maryland. He has to spend $3,000 to have a tree removed, $1,000 to have bats removed. He has to do laundry and yard work. And he has to go to a piano recital that lasts 4 hours, followed by a reception.
Ew!
There are two finalists, John from Silver Spring and Sherman from Virginia.
All right, we're going to get more of your calls for the weekend from hell at 877-365-3636. Sam will be continuing his mixology in the next break. And lots more tomfoolery and hijinks coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.